friends and family, ladies and gentlemen around the world. We are an Acquired Taste podcast, and I'm Kathleen. I'm sitting here with my two girlfriends.
Hi.
Bethany and Sam.
Hi, what's up?
Yeah, that's them right there.
Hello.
So we have zero things planned to talk about today.
Well, we're coming off of the heels of a three-day weekend.
Yeah.
And we all take our vacations very seriously around here. And so none of us prepared anything.
No, kind of more seriously than our jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, I checked out because it was Columbus Day. Like, do not email me. It's Columbus Day.
I know you take Columbus Day very, very seriously.
That was her reply email, actually. Like, I sent her an email and immediately back said, it's Columbus Day.
How dare you.
I mean, there were a lot of good sales.
What did you buy, Kathleen?
I bought a rug.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really amazing how a new rug, can really just brighten up a room.
Yeah.
Just changing something the way that it is in your apartment, whether it's a new color or the way that the furniture is arranged, it can make everything feel like new again.
But, like, aren't they? I don't have any carpets because I hear they get really dirty and I'm just afraid.
It depends on the carpet.
Yeah.
Or the person living there.
It's like having a cat, like a long-haired cat or a short-haired domestic. Or a hairless cat.
I just wish you saw her face as she looked into our eyes and said that. You know,
short hair domestic
cats and rugs.
May I share something really funny that happened to me the other day?
Absolutely.
Please. Okay, I'm very excited about it.
Okay.
So there's two things going on concurrently that lead up to this moment. So I am seeing a nutritionist because up to this point I was like a calorie counter and it just wasn't working for me and I didn't like it. It made me obsessed with food. So I'm seeing a nutritionist, which is a scary thing. Thing one, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like always worried that like I don't know what I'm eating and I feel really weird about it, but it's all good. Okay. So that's one. And then two is I've been doing a lot of lunges and squats. Because I'm trying to like build up the booty a little bit, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So I have this favorite pair of underwear that I put on over the weekend and they didn't fit.
Yay! Your booty calls have been working.
I freaked out because I was worried it was part A that I've been eating food and like that they didn't fit. But then it turns out it's because they don't fit because my booty's too big.
Yeah, booty.
Wait a minute. I have a bone to pick with you now. Why did we not get a photo of this?
Yeah.
Oh, did you ever see that picture? I think it one of the Williams sisters was wearing a white bikini and her booty just like swallowed up.
Yes,
the bikini.
I know that photo.
It was the hottest picture. Mm-hmm. I don't quite have the booty she has because she works out more than I do. But it was like that. It was like, and I'm not going to send that
then
picture
why?
Out.
Did your phone explode because it was too hot to handle? And that's why I get it now.
But wait, can I just show you? Wait, this is the booty.
Get out! Let me
this
see!
Is the booty.
Oh, yeah. Look at that curvature.
Can you give it like a healthy smack? Perfect. Bethany.
So anyway, squats
super
work.
Super happy for you.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome.
I was so excited. My butt is too big to fit into my underwear.
Amazing.
And you already have like these killer legs. Hey, we're going to crush on Bethany for a hot second. So now you're just continuing the killer.
Do the squats.
Do
man,
the squats.
I really wish I hadn't spanked you just now.
Why?
Because now I'm so turned on.
And Neil called like 10 minutes ago. So if only he called now, it would have worked in his favor.
It was the sexiest phone call ever. He's like, can you print something for me?
That's hot.
That was very
say
hot.
Again,
that's so
slower.
Cute. What's the, like, do you guys do games like that where you'll just call each other to say something sexy?
No. Absolutely not.
When did you say that stopped happening?
Oh, I don't know. 10 years ago. All sexy things.
I say to him over and over again that I'm really thankful that taking naked selfies and naked mirror pics weren't a thing when we first started dating because I'm the idiot that would like send it to my mother or my sibling or something, you know. So
no one needs that.
No one needs to see that or like airdrop it to a stranger.
Yeah, airdrop scares the hell out of me. Because do you ever see someone else's random airdrop show up in yours and you're like, I don't know who you are, which means, does that mean that yours is showing up in theirs too then?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because over this weekend, let's share.
Okay.
Over this weekend, I in a spot that's difficult for me to see, I had to check out something there.
All right. So you took a picture of your lady parts.
I had someone who's very close to me, I love her, take a picture for me to show me. But before she did, I'm so afraid of the cloud that I turned off my Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. I turned off cellular.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as she took it and I looked at it, I deleted the photo. And then I went to trash and I emptied my trash. Like, am I safe?
Yeah. No, it's a real thing.
Is it gone now, though?
Yeah, or it's gone.
Okay.
Yes, Jesus. It should be. Unless TMZ gets a hold of everything, guys.
TMZ is the cloud.
And I have a Dropbox. You guys have those lovely things called Dropboxes to share between thousands of devices.
Yeah.
And my Dropbox is set to take a copy of every photo I've ever taken. And I just keep meaning to turn it off. But whoops.
But the thing is, I've turned off automatic cloud sharing with my photos, not because I'm afraid of someone getting dirty pictures, but because I'm afraid of someone getting bad selfies.
Yeah.
Because I'll take a selfie, you know, you take 15 selfies before you get one you like, and if they all go to the cloud is getting all the crappy ones where you have the half smile and the double chin and the weird acne that you haven't like bleeped out yet.
Yeah.
And I don't want anyone seeing my rejected selfies.
But if someone saw your butt today, you'd be like, eh.
I'd be like, oh no, TMZ got my butt picture. I wonder who sent it to them.
Those rascals.
Those rascals.
There's a video out right now about putting a filter on your life.
Wait, what?
It's a spoof video. It's really funny. And I'll share it on our Twitter account at Acquired Podcast. But the whole thing is about, if you could go through life, what filter would your life filter be?
Juno.
Yeah.
Juno classic.
Claritin.
Oh, yeah.
I like things bright and washed out.
Everyone would have a puppy face.
Yeah.
That would be mine.
When you guys are on Instagram and you're choosing a filter, do you do the thing in your head where you're like, okay, Claritin, Moon, Perpetua, Valencia. Claritin, Moon, Perpetua, Valencia. Claritin, Perpetua, Valencia. Claritin, Valencia. Claritin, Valencia. Do you do that?
No.
What? You don't do that?
No. Never once.
How do you pick a filter?
I usually filter in a different app and then import it into Instagram.
I do that, and then I only edit the actual, I don't use an Instagram filter. I edit, you know how it has the option to edit the photo as is without a filter? I edit lightly on that, but yes, I do what Kathleen does. Mm-hmm. I edit beforehand.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's so much more, you could get apps that are even more fine-tuned so you can really dig into that photo.
Mm. I know, but I just like the Instagram filters, but I can never decide what I want, so I have to go back and forth between them all.
Saying the names.
Whittling it down.
Speaking of Instagram, can I ask you guys an embarrassing question?
Sure.
Actually, please. This has nothing to do with Instagram.
Speaking of Instagram, I have a family problem.
I was eating cheese this weekend, and have you guys ever noticed that Brie smells like semen?
Oh, what?
I'm sorry. Back up.
Okay, guys. No, I cannot be the only person that thinks about this.
You might be. Actually, usually
Brie,
I'm with you.
What? Smells like semen.
I mean, I heard you the first time.
I don't know what to do
it
with
does.
My hands.
Like, am I eating bad, Brie?
You sure you're not eating something else?
I mean, there has to... do you know like how some people don't like cilantro because it tastes like soap to them? I really like Brie, but it has recently started tasting like semen.
I am so concerned for so many reasons.
Well, now I'm curious because I've always just thought it smelled a little rotten.
Does Neil have a funky sense of humor?
No, I swear. There's got to be. If you think Brie smell or tastes like semen, please let us know.
Now it tastes like it too.
Well, yeah, a little bit, but then like the finish is really creamy and delicious.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now. Like, I'm emotional. This is so funny.
I mean, I could just really eat a whole block of it. If you have Brie at your party, I'm not going to say hello until I finish eating the whole block. It's how my body works.
I'm just going to write Brie.
But now, I'm just like getting whiffs of semen, and it's just an unpleasant cheese experience.
So you no longer eat Brie, or you'll still eat it, you just won't like it?
No, I think I'm still going to eat it. You just don't like it. Like maybe twice a year.
Like if you really love the
birthdays.
Person who's Brie.
I never cared for Brie until I found you.
On birthday, like Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Twice a year.
Shabbat Shalom.
Your people have been through hardships. The least I can do is break cheese with you.
But never with meat. Never with meat. Mm-mm. I keep
this
a kosher
kitchen.
This is the
last episode because the podcast will never get better.
Oh my gosh. Now I feel like we need to have Brie at our next episode.
Yeah, we do. Except I'm not going to buy that semen Brie that I brought this weekend.
If that's the name brand, that's your fault.
Right? This is multiple times of Brie. And like the past 10, maybe 10 Brie experiences, there have been semen scents lingering.
Is it horrible that I'm less worried about tasting semen next time I eat Brie and more worried about being hungry for Brie next time I'm in a romantic situation?
You guys will never cheese taste the same again. Just had to get that out there. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
And I feel better.
I do love a good Brie.
Mm-hmm. Baked Brie. Big jam.
Oh, yes.
Every time the weirdos on Twitter are like, hey, what do your feet smell like? Do you guys get those feet, guys?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, hey, what do your feet smell like?
Like, hey.
I'm like, baked Brie with fig jam. They're like, hey, are you making fun of me?
No.
I'm like, no, you just asked me how moist my feet are inside of my Uggs. No, I'm not making fun of you.
I'm going to get so defensive right away.
There's time, money to be made.
Just
there.
Say semen. Semen. What do your feet smell like?
Semen.
There was a guy on Bumble who was just being so upfront, and I had to give him mad respect for it. He was like, his profile, this wasn't even a conversation with me, just his profile said, newly single, out of a bad relationship, looking for nothing but fun, currently into kink, mostly pegging.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh. And although I swiped left, I did appreciate that he was just super honest about it.
Yeah.
So that, like, after our first date, he didn't come to me and he would, you know, say, like, hey, I'm really, by the way, this is really fun. Oh, yeah, this is really fun. Oh, I really like to see you. I like to see you again, too. I'm really into pegging. Like, I'm glad I knew.
I'm obsessed with pegging.
Oh, my God. You say game night, you bring over Parcheesi, he brings over the strap-on. Like, that's just awkward.
I read about it on Cosmopolitan, and I was just like, people really do this, and this is kind of crazy. I mean, hey, no, we're all freaks on the inside.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I love to open the door, and I'm like, hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
What does he say back? Please tell me.
Once Neil filled our Amazon cart with items made for pegging.
Yes, Neil.
And then a coworker was standing behind my computer, and I was like, oh, yeah, like they saw this thing on Amazon. And I pulled up our account, and in the bottom of the screen where everything that's in your basket shows up was just all pegging stuff. That was embarrassing.
Your husband might be the only person I really like more than you. That's just hilarious.
I just screamed and used my hands to cover. Like, look away! Do not look right now! Turn away! Who left that there? Was it me?
Well, it sure wasn't me. I'm certainly not into this sort of thing. Weirdos.
I like how an episode about nothing basically turned into a really personal glimpse into Kathleen's life.
Pretty much.
Like, that's what we have today.
I'm not the only person who feels this way about cheese.
Oh, no. I'm sure you're not.
This podcast would not pass the Bechdel test, but I still am very much enjoying it. I'm having a good time.
Unfreaking believable.
The thing that's going to be the most awkward is that my mom always makes Brie every Christmas.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like,
sorry,
a Mama
thing.
Watson.
Next time, what's wrong, Bethany? Aw, is there something wrong with
this
the cheese?
Brie tastes like semen. That was
hey,
a bad
Beth.
Accent.
No, that was about right. Beth, come taste this Brie. It tastes funny to you. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, can I say something that I did this weekend that's not sexual, doesn't have to do with semen or pegging?
Yes, please.
I woke up at a friend's place at 7 o'clock in the morning, was hungry, boiled some eggs, mid-boil, was not hungry anymore, turned off the stove, went back to sleep, and approximately 2 hours and 20 minutes later was woken up to the carbon monoxide detector going off, saying, carbon monoxide, warning, carbon monoxide, warning. And I opened my eyes and smelt gas. Like, no and ifs or buts about it. Went into the kitchen, smelt it hardcore. My friends and I, we left the apartment, called the fire department. They had we ordered like a Happy Meal version of this for us. We're like, can someone just please send like a sedan?
Yeah.
With a fireman and a test kit. They sent 2 fire trucks, 12 firemen, no Dalmatians,
aww,
a police car, and 2 officers. What we discovered was that someone had to make breakfast at 7 in the morning.
Oh, no.
And the lid for the stove was off a tick, which caused the fire to burn oddly, which caused some kind of disconnect in the system, causing a leak and causing the gas to leak into the apartment for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Was your friend mad at you?
Nope. Everyone got a pretty good laugh, including the landlords who made the trip over because of the call.
You know what? It may have been a blessing that you did it when you did it, because that could have happened at any other time when the lid, like, being just slightly off. And say your friend wasn't home.
Yeah.
And then that carbon monoxide started to leak to other places in the other apartments in the building.
Oh, like, it's just, could you imagine?
It's something to think about.
Oof, that's so scary.
I felt like such an a-hole. But then it's...
I have a bigger question.
What?
How do you stop being hungry in the time it takes to boil an egg?
You get more tired than hungry is okay. The thing.
Do you know how much time it takes? 11 minutes.
To what?
To boil an egg.
No, that takes too long. I like them soft boiled.
I do too.
Oh. I'm a 9 minute kind of girl.
I turn it on. I keep, put it in there, turn it to boiling. Once it starts to boil, I give it like a minute and then I turn it off again and let it just sit.
Wait a minute. You're a soft boil and that's how you do it?
Yeah.
I have to try this. I wait for the boil, insert, wait 8 or 9 minutes, and then take out immediately.
Oh, no. I boil it like, I put everyone in together in the pool when it's cold, and then I start to boil, so they're all there.
Okay.
And then once they are all boiling, then I just like wait a couple, like a minute.
This is something I must try now.
Endless ways to make eggs.
This is what we've come to, by the way, on this podcast.
I used to have a boy who was a roommate, and once I witnessed him take a cold pan just from like the cabinet and spray it and then crack eggs into it and then put it on the stovetop and then proceed to cook eggs that way. And it's a weird way to cook eggs.
That's
right?
What I do.
What?
In a cold pan?
Yeah.
Like, and on the counter, and then you put it on the heat?
Sure.
Really?
I figure as long as the heat hits the eggs at some point, they'll cook, right?
No, you're supposed to heat up the pan before the egg goes in the pan.
Mm-mm. No, never. Because if you do that, then sometimes it's too hot. You don't know how hot quite it is. And then the egg hits it, and the egg is like... and it's too hot and it like burns the outside of the egg and you have no control over the situation. I like knowing... I like being there for the whole gestation process.
Really? Just from womb to tomb?
From womb to tomb.
You're there for the egg.
I am.
My mind is blown because I literally thought that this was the strangest way that anybody ever made eggs, and now you make it this way too.
But I've also never been taught to cook.
Really?
This is like you saying, you know, I thought you were supposed to frame a house before you put siding up on it, and then me, who's never built a house, is like, nope, I put the siding up first. Like, don't trust me.
House is still standing, though. Can't be that bad.
Never been any wind in the neighborhood, but I don't know. It's probably going to be fine.
Is it just me, or do eggs smell like semen?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, if there's brie in them.
Guys.
All right. Should we go around the table and say what we learned this week?
Sure.
I'll kick it off. Make sure the lid is on your friggin' stovetop before you cook. Next lesson.
And then also maybe make sure your carbon monoxide detector is working.
Yes. Don't be the a-hole who unplugs it because it's beeping and leaves it on the table. I know those people. I'm looking at one apparently. Her
Shut
name's
up,
Bethany.
Man, I'm sorry.
Don't.
I wonder how often you're supposed to check those things.
Every 6 months, I think.
So you've
lived in my apartment for 4 years.
Check it today. It could save your life.
Yeah.
Carbon monoxide has no odor. So if it's leaking in your house and you have no alarm telling you, you will have no idea that you're smelling it in there.
Yep. Bad news.
Who else learned something?
You know, I love salads and I have recently become obsessed with using, instead of salad dressing, using some type of chicken product. Like, that sounds so gross. Not what I meant. Like, I go to the salad bar where they have like curried chicken or chicken salad or whatever. So I'll put all of my vegetables and lettuce and everything, and then I'll put curried chicken on top of it and then shake it all up. And the curried chicken just sort of like coats everything, and it is so good. Mm. I am obsessed with it right now.
Yeah, double whammy.
Yeah, double whammy. And then you don't use, I mean, not like, you know, salad dressing's a bad thing, but curried chicken's more delicious.
When they make a curried chicken salad dressing. Mm-hmm. Curried chicken?
Curried. Come on, Sam.
I'm just not with us today.
Get your together.
Hey, Kathleen, what'd you learn?
I learned that a bright, sparkly jacket can really make people smile at you. So I'm wearing a sequins jacket today because I'm incorporating something into my everyday life called daytime sequins.
You all know about it, I'm sure.
I'm wearing this sequin cropped jacket today. And literally everybody who has said to me is like, ooh, sparkly jacket. And it's literally brightened up my day. It's brightened up other people's days. So I encourage everybody, reach deep into the back of your closet and find your daytime sequins.
She looks like a dragon.
I do. Oh,
she does.
I do. People must think I'm the most ridiculous person. I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm working on my daytime sequins.
No, because otherwise life is boring.
Yeah, life is boring. Mm-hmm. Wear sequins. Life's too short.
Yay. No, I love this. Hey, on top of wearing sequins, Kathleen, is there one other thing that we should maybe make our listeners privy to?
Yes! We have a bonus episode coming up,
guys.
Yay!
First one! When is it coming out, Kathleen?
That will be released tomorrow, October 13th. That's a Thursday.
And what's it about?
We're reading more scary stories.
And we have our sister Danielle on it, too, which will be fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Boo. Not to Danielle, but to the scary stories.
No, we love Danielle.
I love Danielle. I don't like scary.
All right. Well, you'll be okay.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll get you through this, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's right, the end of the podcast.
Thank you for listening. I don't even know if this was a good episode or not. I don't have a clue. But thanks for listening to this mess. Find us on the internet. On Twitter, we're at Acquired Podcast. We always love hearing your thoughts. Keep sending them. On Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. We love you so much. For Sam and Kathleen, I'm Bethany. We'll talk to you tomorrow, actually. We'll talk to you tomorrow.